Maybe you
Thank
should
you for
send me
calling
the link.
customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
15101.
Thank you. One moment.
Send me the one from yesterday. The one with 55.
I'm busy.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Stephanie Lampersky, Lamperski.
Okay, Ms. Lampersky. This is a call center. I'm trying to locate an account for you. Have you placed an order for a product?
There's an order number.
No, there's, yeah, well, I haven't, but I got an email that I have, and I got a bank charge that I have, and I haven't placed an order. So I do have a number. Do you want me to give you that?
What is it? What's the number for?
The order number is for the product. For.
Go ahead.
The invoice.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
D as in David, B as in boy, A as in apple, E as in eagle, 2, what is that, an 8 or a B?
B.
2 as in B as in boy, 2-0, B as in boy, 3.
2-0.
Is it 0?
2-0-B-3.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to read that again?
Yes, please.
D-B-A. E 2 B 2 0 B 3.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. No, I still don't see an account here for you. Where did you get the number to call call center?
On the invoice. I mean, on the invoice, there's a phone number.
Okay. One moment. I'm just using a few different scenarios to try to find an order for you here. And that is the only way I can advise you if I find an order. I'm using your last name, L-A-M-P, as in Paul, E-R-S-K-I.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. For wireless earbuds. And I have a feeling, I bought them before, and I was charged the other day for going past the trial period and not returning them.
Mm-hmm.
And I called this number with that order thing, and I was told, with that order number, and I was told that that was what happened. That was what I was charged. I'm thinking someone else is charging my account using that information, I think. That's what I think.
Well, I've logged into both databases that this call center maintains for customers. So at this point, I would have to advise you to call your credit card company to see if they can tell you who's charging you.
Okay.
Well, it says description on bank account. It says weekly healthy routine BE. That's who the other one was too. Both of these charges are from weekly healthy routine. Did you send me the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Please
do.
Well, actually, I don't know all of the companies that we answer the phone for until I can see the customer's account. So what we normally do is pull up the account that's charging you in your name, and then we would have all the information. But I can't even find an account in your name in this system. Now, I can use a part of your card number to do an advanced search in the system, but it may be simpler for you to just call the card company to see who they're paying and see if they can give you some good contact information.
Well, no, we're calling you because this order is through this company. Give us a minute. She's going to forward me.
Okay.
Honey, it's the one you sent me here, 5198.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I called yesterday because I had a charge.
That was from March. Look back in March. Or look in your send file.
Okay. Let me see here.
So yesterday you called about a different product or a different order?
Well, different order number, but it was for the same description that's on that invoice. In other words, it looks like I was charged.
We're looking it up so we can give you that number.
Here, I think. Here. Do you look this number up? Let's see. Can you look this number up?
I'm ready.
Okay, B as in boy, E as in eagle, 6, B, A, apple, as in Carl, B as in boy, 04, E as in eagle.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
So I have B as in boy, E as in Edward, 6, E as in Edward, A as in apple, C as in Charlie. I'm sorry?
3. After the 6 is the 3.
Oh, it's 6, 3, E as in Edward, A as in apple, C as in Charlie. No?
No, start again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, it's B, E, 6, 3, A, C, B, 0, 4, E.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here.
This one doesn't have the charges on it. It should.
Okay. Nothing is coming up from that order number, but hold on one second. We have two different databases that I'm checking.
Another one. Oh, my God. How many emails?
Let's see. Description shown back at home. Weekly health routine. Tactica awake life goals. I'm wondering.
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. I still don't see an account here for you. And I've checked both databases. I've used your name. Of course, I use both of those order numbers and your zip code.
I have a third one. So can you check this one?
Sure.
Okay. It's F as in flower, 5296, A as in apple, F as in flower, 840.
Okay. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing in that first database. Let me go over to the other one. One moment.
Well, I definitely called about this one yesterday, and that's when they clarified that I was charged 1 month after the trial period. And I said, okay, and that was it. And then since then, these others are popping up.
So you called yesterday. You called the same number.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And someone answered, and they what did they do for you? Did they give you some type of reference number, cancellation number?
No. They just double checked when I gave them the order number that my account showed that that I was charged $51.98, and they explained that it was charged 1 month after the trial membership of the earbuds because I didn't return them, and I had no idea that I was on a trial basis at all. But anyway, I said fine, and it's it was customer service at Prime Wireless Earbuds. .com, and then the number was 855-427-7964, and that's what I called yesterday.
Okay, and that customer support email support line, that is what I was about to offer you to try to contact the company, because I don't see an account here for you. Normally,
you know,
like I said, we would – I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, this does not make any sense because she called this exact same number and they found her account. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
Why you can't find, when you called yesterday, what number did you give them and they found your account?
This one right here. Yeah, the one that was says I was charged yesterday, 429. So it's like, would it be gone after it's been resolved or after they have charged you?
No, the
account was. The information would still be available to me to review.
Well, who are we actually talking to now?
This is a call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell various products.
Okay.
Well, is there like a phone number? Like if you wanted to talk to someone, if you can't help us, is there a phone number for Prime Wireless Earbuds.com?
Well, the customer support email that she just mentioned, you can email that customer support line and they certainly will probably respond maybe with a number or some resolution for you.
Or we can look the company up online to see the contact.
Well, that is the email. I'm sorry. That is the email support the email that you just mentioned, the cs@primewirelessearbuds.com,
right,
they will communicate with you through email.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. But, of course, your credit card company, of course, they can also assist you because they're paying the company. So they may be able to find some other resource for you to call them.
Okay, because the bank was the one that alerted me when I was charged with 5198 on that account. I just knew the bank was the one that asked me if that was a valid charge, and I said I'll contact the company to see what it is. And so I found out it was, and I said, fine. And then today we have a brand-new charge that's even a little bit more. So, and it has the same invoice, information about what I purchased and everything, just has a little bit more money. So I think there's some, I think somehow that information got, manipulated.
Purged or something. I'm not sure. Now, it sounds like, based on what you're saying, you may have spoken with someone from the company. They do have administrative staff. This is a call center, so you may have called during a time where they answered the line.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, we probably called during business hours. It was like 8 in the morning, so I probably did get through to them. Now we're talking to an answering service. Yeah. Okay.
I want to try this order number one more time, though. It's F as in Frank.
Okay, go ahead.
F as in Frank, mm-hmm. 5296, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, 840.
Okay, one moment. Okay, hold on one moment. Okay, what is the city and state?
You mean where the shipping address?
Yes, sir.
Allison Park, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I do see something here now, so I'm not sure if you read it differently or I missed something the last time when she read it to me. But I see an account here. Will you verify the mailing address?
3766 Pittner Drive, Allison Park, PA, 15101.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do see that the Prime wireless earbuds were ordered on this account.
Right. That was in late March,
mm-hmm.
and then they charged us $51.98. But then we got charged again today, but it was a higher amount. It was $69. Let's see. Where is it? Yeah. So,
okay.
But you probably, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me just take a look at the account. I'll be right back with you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Stephanie.
I'm sorry. Stephanie. Go ahead. Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking.
Okay.
Stephanie. She found. I reread it to her.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm dumb. I'm sorry. Okay. So what does that mean, though?
She's checking into it.
Okay. Well, so she found the first one, but not the one.
Yeah, but your names and all this, you probably have two. They hopefully can find the other one in here. But you're going to have to call the bank and have them cancel that charge, not pay it. But we're going to. No, it's pending.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
but we'll see what she can do first.
Okay, again, I see that on this account she has a premium wireless earbuds. These earbuds, of course, they have great sound quality and long-lasting battery. So I understand that she did receive the earbuds, because I see they were shipped to the address.
Right.
Okay.
She received them. Right.
Now, I see that she has two sets of earbuds on this account.
Yeah, well, I have the. There should just be one order, and on the order there were two sets of earbuds and a case. That's all. But I didn't place two different. I didn't place two orders.
On the 26th, it was you ordered one pair of earbuds and then you ordered a second pair. So that's what's happening. The company is charging you for that additional pair. That the $51.98 was incurred for the first pair that you ordered on the 29th, and then the second pair that you ordered that same day, the charges are incurred today.
Oh my God! What a ripoff! Oh my God! Oh my
God! Well, wait, honey. When you bought them,
but it's a different amount. Like one is 51 something. One today was 69. Right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's and that's the company's price based on the order from March 26th.
I'm totally lost because.
Well, when you bought them, how much were they per pair?
I don't know because of the way it's programmed. I don't even know.
I'm sorry. Yeah. When you placed the order, it was for a 14-day trial. You paid the shipping and handling of $5.97 for one pair and $4.97 for one pair. So it was, like you mentioned earlier, it was a 14-day trial. And since you didn't call back or didn't return the product within that 14-day window, the company charged you the full price. And that's what's happening. They tried to charge you the $69.87 on the 29th, but it was declined. And then it went back. They tried again today.
Oh, I see.
Well, why was one price more than the other one? Do you know?
Let's see. I think there was a discount on the second pair.
Mm-hmm. And then there was another charge, $19.98. Was that for the silicone protective case, I guess?
Yes. I see that was purchased on the 26th. So those three charges were incurred on March 26th when she initiated the order.
Right. Okay. So one was $19.98. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So that
okay.
is the final price. That there will be no more charges on this account because now she has paid for both pairs of the earbuds.
Okay. I got you. Okay. That makes sense now.
All right. Sir.
No, that's fine. You were very helpful. So, okay. We got to figure it out. I appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
You're welcome, and thank you all so much for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.